The reason so many people fail is they start on their own, and you cannot do all of these things on your own. It is absolutely impossible. So that's why when Kim and I decided in July to start with our board game Cash Flow and write the book Rich Dad, Poor Dad, the first thing we did was, once we knew our mission, the next step was to look for our team. And once we had our team, and what the team we were looking for was a team of leaders. We were not yet looking for employees or people to work with us. So after I designed the board game Cash Flow, one of the biggest mistakes I made in my nylon and Velcro wallet business was I didn't patent my product. I tried to save $7,000 by avoiding patenting costs and figured, since I'm very good at communications, I could outmarket the market. I could outrun the market. I could make enough money. Then I could patent the product. Wrong. The product was so good, I didn't patent it. Within 3 months, it was knocked off. It was copied, and somebody else beat me to the market because I didn't patent it. So that was the nylon and Velcro wallet business 20 years ago. Now, as I said, in the learn it section, you know, there's education and then there's experience, and the combination is what you learn. This time I said, the first person I'm going to look for, after Kim and I had designed the game, the first person we're going to look for, now that we have our product, is we're going to look for the legal advisor. And that's when we went on the search. And I still remember I interviewed about 3 or 4 patent attorneys, and I was on my cell phone driving home, and I said to Kim, I said, well, I have good news and I have bad news. And what did I say, Kim, on that?
You said, the good news is I found the perfect patent attorney, the perfect intellectual property attorney. I said, the bad news is he's the most expensive attorney I've ever met in my whole life.
And the reason I went to see Michael Lechter was because his reputation was that he was probably the best in the whole United States. And, you know, there's a part of me that's really, really cheap, and I want to be, you know, all that stuff. And so I said, but he was the best. And the moment I met him, there was like a spark between he and I. He's a black belt in Taekwondo. I'm a black belt in Taekwondo. We shared the same interests. He was a fighter, a boxer, and we shared that kind of genre together. So he said, okay, we'll hire Mike. And we spent the big bucks. It was much more than $7,000 now. It was now in the $50,000 range to patent. But I had learned my lesson, because you must patent your ideas. So the first member of the team was coming together. Now, interestingly enough, Mike had a wife named Sharon. And we were having a beta test of our game, putting cash flow together. It was on butcher block paper, and it was really rough. And we invited for what's called a beta test to test our product. And we invited a whole bunch of people to come and play the game, people we did not know, because most of our friends knew how I thought. We all think the same way. So I wanted to find people who did not think the way we thought. So we invited people we knew, but we weren't really close to. So I called Michael and said, Michael, you want to come play the game? He says, oh, yes. I said, would you mind bringing my wife along? I said, really? What does she do? She's a CPA. I went, oh, my goodness, you know, because here I am. I'm not an accountant. I'm not a CPA. And I'm going to be teaching a game on financial statements and cash flow and all this, where I have actually no professional right to talk about. So I said, oh, well, bring her along. So Sharon showed up. And to this day, it's one of the most blessed events. I want to say this again. Mistakes are good. You know that guy who said 9 out of 10 businesses fail and all this? Well, that's good, because each time you fail, you learn something new. And I was prepared to keep failing until I got it right the first time. Another thing about failing is that you learn to build your businesses better, smarter. So when I looked at the legal, I said, now I'm hiring the best. And now he's going to bring his wife as an accountant. I said earlier, one of my first businesses, the wallet business, my accountant was my partner, and he stole from me. So I had all this stuff emotionally going on with me about what I've learned, you know, from my experience. So I said, okay, I don't trust accountants, but bring her on anyway. You know, I mean, she worked for these big companies. I said, okay, bring her on. So she shows up with her daughter. So it's Mike, Sharon, and their daughter who come to play my little beta test of cash flow. Sharon, you want to tell us what that experience was like?
Thank you, Robert. It was incredible. We walk in, and in fact, it was the first day. We were just about to leave to take my daughter down to college and for her very first apartment. So she was a little impatient to get on the road. And I said, well, just come with us. I think this is going to be fun. You might actually learn something, and I really want to meet these people, because I'd like to actually take a step back, Robert. The day you met Michael, Michael had the same feeling about you that you did with him.
It was really a magical experience. I mean, I never met him, but there was a spark between the two of us, and we became like soul, you know, brothers. We knew each other.
That's right. We've been married over 20 years, and this is the only time I got a phone call from Michael and said, Sharon, I met this guy. He has what you've been looking for.
Would you mind explaining what you've been looking for?
Absolutely. As Robert says, I am a CPA, but I've been involved in education for many years and in publishing. And I was very concerned about the lack of financial education in the school system. In fact, I had a son who was in college at the time, and unbeknownst to us, he had gotten himself into a tremendous amount of credit card debt. And I was very embarrassed because I thought I'd taught him a lot about money. But of course, when he got to college, the credit cards came. He got persuaded by all of the fancy advertising, just charge it, just charge it. You can pay for it later. And so I was going through that trauma in my own mind of, okay, I didn't teach him. I thought I had. The school system didn't teach him. This is a real problem for today's youth. And I was very passionate about it. And in fact, I had been working or trying to work with the school systems to get them to revamp their math program to include financial education. And quite frankly, at that point, had been very frustrated when I got the phone call.
From Michael,
telling me, I met this guy today. He has what you've been looking for. Whether or not I get his business, you got to meet him.
And so that's how we met. Sharon's also an entrepreneur. She's beyond CPA. And she's paid her learning experience and her dues as a CPA. But you also went out on your own to start companies. Is that true?
Right. Actually, just as in our case here, where you have a fantastic idea, and I joined you and Kim in the company, I had already done that again with another inventor who invented the first talking book and helped him grow his business and watch that develop the systems for it to be able to grow from a very small company to a very large company and have it go on into the multinational arena.